Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Up in the mightier 1090. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. It's a busy place down here, and we have the guest, the man, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge, and we have such a big announcement coming up, so stand by. And we're having fun giving away an incredible prize, and there's room on the phones right now.
Yeah, it's been a really fun morning, as you can obviously, hopefully you've been hearing and enjoying at least as much as I have. This is a great time, and if you want to get in on the fun, ask a question of the man, Captain Mark, give us a call. Our number here on Let's Talk Hookup is 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you get on the phones. Or shoot us a text. I got a lot of great texts coming through. Only available on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And as we mentioned in the beginning of the show, we are giving away such a killer prize today. It's a brand new pair of Maui Jims, but you're going to get a card that's available for absolutely any non-prescription pair of Maui Jims. It's your choice, including being able to use the customizable My Maui feature. And basically, you go onto the Maui Jim website, and with My Maui, if you like a particular frame but you want a different color lens, maybe you like a Byron Bay, which is the frame that I've been wearing most often, but you really like the Marlin frame, which is like a really cool blue to brown color, but it doesn't come in an HT lens, well, you can put that HT lens in with the My Mauis, or maybe you want to add a reader to it. Mm-hmm. It's a really cool feature, and you're going to get a card that's good for absolutely any pair of those.
Yep. Absolutely, and it's shipped right to you from Maui Jim. Yep. So, all right, time for the catch report, Rick.
You got it, man. Well, today our catch report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Hey, what happened? I was gone, and they opened.
They're open.
It's open for business.
Yeah, they're back in regular business. Yeah.
That was really exciting to see, and the facility looks fantastic. They've done such a good job showing everything on social media, and they were open and willing to cut that amazing trip that the Royal Polaris had, and they're just doing a great job. So not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, as well as your private boat catch, but now at Fish Pros The Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their killer spices, rubs, the Fisherman's Processing famous smoked cheese, their famous tuna burgers, and that amazing poke kit. It's all available at the brand new location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Call them for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
All right, finally, they're back. They're back, and they'll be at the dock waiting for you, as I hope they are on Tuesday morning when the American Angler pulls
in, they will be.
Yeah.
No doubt with your big bluefin.
Yeah, awesome. Let's hope so. All right, here he is with our live report and a lot more. Captain Mark Wish, your private boater buddy from Pacific Edge. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Mark. Yeah, well, we got a little fish report, and then like Pete said, we're going to have a little more, so stand by. But, yeah, I'll start over at Catalina like I often do at this time of year because there's so much focus on that island for what's supposed to be, you know, prime time yellowtail and sea bass, although this year's it's definitely been kind of subpar, to say the least. But good news is that there's a little bit more bait showing up. There's some bait showed up backside west around West Cove there. You know, the stock area was down there, you know, between Ben Weston and China like that, and haven't heard too much about that recently, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised. There's some bait that's still there. There's been some bait off the Palisades. And then, interestingly, there's also a little bit of bait on the front in there around that isthmus area. And you guys, if you make a little bait in there by the isthmus, don't hesitate to start on the bait grounds between Eagle Reef and the beach there on that sand. You know, we've caught sea bass in there lots and lots, and yellows both, lots and lots of times. And, you know, guys don't often start there, but it can be good. But, the island overall, it's been still kind of slow. It's just been kind of weird spring. There's been a little sample sea bass here and there. Same thing with the yellows a little bit, but not a lot and not what it should be. So hopefully that gets going. San Clemente Island got looked at pretty good yesterday. You know, just a One or two yellows were caught over there. That water's been so darn cold on the backside there. It's trying to warm up a little bit, and hopefully we get a little break in this relentless northwest wind we've had, and that starts bouncing back a little bit, get it up over 60, and maybe some of that yellow will start biting over there. But, you know, bass are starting to flip around a little bit, and that's good news. And then SBI really been affected by the weather this year, but there was some big yellows there earlier, and it's getting looked at again as we speak, so should have some good reports from there. And then locally, this is really interesting, and this is not a private boat report, but still valid. The guys on the Western Pride, you know, he's a really sharp kid that runs that boat, and they got three giant yellows on the beach yesterday.
Really?
38, a 43, and a 45.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
They go out there and tanked up on the sculpin in the morning and then slipped in and checked a few spots in shallow or, you know, above Newport there a little bit, I'm thinking, is where it was. And just for whatever reason, some of them big tankers decided to bite, and, you know, guys had good gear to get them. So, yeah, that was a surprise. But that water's been cleaning up and warming up locally, and, the signal's looking good, definitely better than it's been. And we don't have too much of that northwest forecast for a while, so hopefully things will continue to straighten out. And then, of course, that tuna fish down below that, you know, is just really bit good this week. You know, it seemed like it trickled back down a ways, and it moved back up a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
And really good fishing.
And so. Danny and Jeff at fishdope.com been keeping on it every day. They keep abreast of, they have the locations, they have all the different spots, they keep you abreast of what's going on from the Channel Islands all the way down to Mexico.
Yeah,
right?
they do a fantastic job. You know, I talk to Danny 2-3 times a day usually, and they do a fantastic job of keeping up with what's biting all up and down the coast. A worthy investment.
You want to know what's going on? Fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, $20 code for fishdope.com. One thing before we make the big announcement, I have to ask. You were talking about that Eagle Reef at the Isthmus there. Is that a spot that you can read about in the in your book?
So
if you don't know exactly where you're talking about, buy the book In the Gray, and it's in there. The numbers, the house is set up, everything.
Yeah, it's all in there. That In the Gray, I mean, I wrote that. I toured that island, you know, fishing for many years, and then I took a year basically to do it a little differently, where a lot of times I didn't even take a rod, which for me was a nightmare.
Yeah.
But I just went and did recon to really dial in the numbers for the spots and the descriptions of the spots. And, yeah, there's a lot of info in there for you.
Yeah.
It's how to fish Catalina, the way I did it for, you know, and I'm still doing it for many, many years.
That's what it is. So, big announcement here from Mark Wish.
Yeah, we got a little announcement, and it's probably not as good as albacore on the 43. It's not that, although they might be coming with all this anchovy and all this cold water. But so in 1991, we moved our business from the industrial area where we were just pretty much rigging boats to the retail complex where we are now in Huntington Beach on the corner of
Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Right across from the big Chevron station.
That's it, yeah. And the intention at the time was to build it up and sell it at some point in time. And that point, there wasn't like a number or a year. It was just, you know,
this is 30 years ago because we're celebrating our 30th anniversary of Let's Talk Hookup. That's when we started, 1991.
30 years ago. And it's time. It's that time. Yeah.
So what are you saying? You're putting Pacific Edge bait and tackle up for sale.
It's going to be.
Wow.
And a lot of this is still a work in progress. I don't have exactly all the details. I haven't, you know, exactly figured out how we're going to proceed. See, for those of you that haven't been by, we're in a retail complex. It's not real fancy, but, you know, we got 2,400 square feet. We're right on the road to the launch ramp.
Yeah.
We're about 2 miles from the launch ramp, 2 miles from the beach.
Awesome location.
Yeah, we got probably the best Orange County location for a tackle store ever. It's perfect. And we got the store nicely set up. But we have basically two businesses in there. We have the tackle business, which, you know, on the show here over the years, we probably talk a little more about the bait tank side of it. But we got a beautiful tackle store, well-stocked, very capable, as well as doing the Pacific Edge bait tank part of the business, which in reality for this project upcoming, I'm guessing we're probably going to wind up selling the tackle parts and separating the two in one fashion or another. But like I said, it's still kind of a work in progress. I'm going to figure out how to do that. But I wanted to take this time to just put it out there. One of the sayings that has always stuck with me is you can't steal second and keep your foot on first. So at some point in time, you know, we've been kicking this around for a couple years seriously now, and we've talked to some of our customers in the store, and some of my friends know that, you know, we're getting ready to do this. But I wanted to just make it a little more public because I want one of you guys out there somewhere, somehow, or gals, to have the coolest little business in the world.
Yeah.
You know, for those of us that love to fish, I mean, so many people just, you know, it's their dream to own a tackle store.
Sure. Well, and what an attractive time to buy a tackle store. I mean, the fishing has been absolutely fantastic.
Crazy.
We are on a total uptrend. I mean, COVID did so many negative things for so many things, but I'll tell you what it didn't do a negative for. It was the fishing business.
Boy, you got that right.
And, you know, last year we were all stuck, not able to do a lot of things. We couldn't go watch baseball games, and we couldn't go visit our family back east, and we couldn't do those things, but we could go fishing. And because of that, there is so much growth in the fishing business. There's a lot of new people that are...
There's a lot of new people that are buying
fishing tackle. And that's a great time to get into that biz. There's no doubt about it.
It's just awesome, the amount, like you say, of people that come in. Sometimes they're just a dad or a mom, and, you know, sometimes they're dragging the kids along. And, well, we can't do anything else, but I want to try this fishing stuff.
Totally.
What do I need? You know, is this – and you guys are probably the same, but I'll bet we had more new customers buying stuff last year than the last 10 years previous.
No question about it.
It's amazing.
So if somebody wants to know more, if they want to investigate, do they just call you at the shop?
They can call us or probably send us an email.
What's the best email?
Let's see. What is my email? PacificEdge@socal.rr.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can find it on our website.
It's on the website.
PacificEdgeTackle.com.
PacificEdgeTackle.com.
Yeah.
Just shoot you an email or shoot you a call. Yeah.
That's exciting, Mark.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, right on.
That's great.
It's a big announcement.
And somebody is a lucky person that gets the opportunity to follow in your footsteps, for sure.
It'll be fun.
And pretty cool.
Like I said, you know, we haven't totally exactly figured out exactly how this deal is going to go down. It's a little complicated because there are two
businesses.
Basically,
if you're interested...
It's out there.
Check in.
All right. Hey, let's continue the catch report now. Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Oh, Marcos, we've been excited to hear this report. I have a weird feeling there was some pretty good fishing that happened at C4 this week.
No, I am sure you're talking about those day and a half trips. Yesterday morning, the Pacifica and the Polaris Supreme came back. Both of them had limits of bluefin. And the majority of those fish were in the 40, 60-pound range, but they had fish up to 180. So after that weather we had earlier on, a little stretch there was a little tough fishing. That was a nice turnaround. Got some boats back out there today, and they've got schedules up for the next couple weeks here. So those trips are filling up really quick, so definitely make those reservations. Get in there, get in some of that bluefin action. San Diego, back down at the islands. Had 10 yellowtail yesterday, some very good bottom fishing. Yellowtail's been a bit tough down there at the islands, but they're still catching it. And like we've talked about, 10 yellowtail would have been a banner day a decade ago, so they're still doing pretty well down there. So definitely check those out, the full days on the San Diego. We've got one days and day and a half trips. We've got multiple boats running them, the Pacifica, the Tribute, the Polaris Supreme. Lots of boats up there, and we've got our schedule set up for a few weeks there. San Diego just added their June schedule. So if you're looking for a little later trip there, San Diego's up. And he's scheduling those offshore now. He's been a little optimistic. So definitely check that out. The half-day trip, still very good bottom fishing on there. So seeing a little bit of calico bass, some sighting of yellowtail there recently, and hopefully as the conditions stay good, water getting a bit warmer, they'll start to see some yellowtail on there. So definitely lots of options. Check out the website, seaforthlanding.com. Full schedule's up there for those half-days, those full days, those one days, those day and a half. Lots of options, but those trips are filling up quick, and those trips on the San Diego are still fishing Coronado Island, so passport is still required. If you don't have your passport, start getting it now, man. Those things are good for 10 years. It's a lot of fishing you can do.
Now, on these day and a half, you don't need the passport, right?
No. On those 1 days and day and a half, passport's not required. They're not fishing the right zone, but those full days it is. So
yeah.
Definitely something to have in your pocket there. No reason not to get it. Like
passport or
10
passport
years.
Card, right?
Yeah, passport card.
And exciting news, Captain Ryan Bastian from the San Diego will be in the world headquarters here tomorrow for the full 2 hours. So we're looking forward to having Captain Ryan on the show.
Hopefully you can get all the secrets out of him.
Yeah, we're working.
Hey, just one would be fine by us.
Now, the big question is, how do you deal with all those fiberglass boats following you everywhere?
Right, yeah, for sure. So check the website. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Now, we don't talk about this enough, but definitely follow us on social media, pretty much at Seaforth Landing everywhere. Get pictures, get updates as soon as we get them. We'll post something up there. You can really follow along with the fishing. Come down, visit us in person. Get that tackle ready if you haven't already. Visit the tackle shop, get some new gear, and then get out there fishing. No reason not to at this point.
Yeah, great job, Marcos. Stoked to hear the fishing's going so good at Seaforth. Like we were saying, like you can just really feel that this was the week that it just turned on. The season is no longer getting ready to go. It's happening.
And I know there was a little bumpy weather this week, but as seems to be proven every year, the bluefin don't care about the bumpy weather. So.
No doubt. Yeah. Thanks, Marcos. Yeah. Great job, brother. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. All right, that's going to wrap up our catch for today. Sponsored by Anza Knives. Those guys have been handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out that Fish Pro series and the custom bluefin and yellowfin from Anza Knives. Made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro series at Fisherman's Processing, which is open now.
They're open now. Yeah, they have a whole wall of display with the Fish Pro series there.
That's cool.
At the new location, so you have to check it out. Hey, great text from Duffy in Huntington Beach. Question for Mark, what does he prefer to use when using squid for bait? Lead heads, sliding egg sinkers, and why?
Both, depending.
You like them both. Okay.
Yeah.
So what conditions does one lead to the other?
And let me just add on to that, because there was a text that so along those lines that I loved.
Same
was from Phil. No, it was very similar, and it just adds to that. Can Mark explain the finer points of fishing a leadhead and squid at Catalina?
Ah, okay.
So, you know, kind of while you're talking about what you like and the other, maybe how you would fish a leadhead and squid.
Good,
that one was from our buddy Phil.
Yeah. Well, either one of them are going to work. But I prefer the lead head up when we're fishing real shallow water. You know, we fish a lot of those beaches where you're up in, 10, 15 feet of water, and sometimes there's quite a bit of surge.
Does it have to be a glow lead head, painted lead head?
Oh, man, we can answer that, too. You know, we use the glow a lot, especially in low light conditions or at night. Mm-hmm. And those fish are up on the beaches at night, although you don't hear much about it. And I like the lead head when you're fishing real shallow water, because the weight and the hook are right there one, so you don't get any separation, so you get a real good feel of what's going on. Because a lot of times those fish, especially seems like more on the beaches than in deeper water, they mouth that bait, they pick it up and they spit it out, and you know, a couple times sometimes before they actually will eat the darn thing. And so you get a little bit better feel when it's up there sloshing around. You know, the hook and the weight are right there together. And in terms of fishing the lead head, the sliding egg sinker with the regular hook there, you know, my favorite hook is that Aki twist hook. And, several other companies make similar size hooks, mostly like a 4.0 size, sometimes 5.0, 6.0 for deeper water when we're fishing like dropper loops. But I like the sliders on the edge of kelp lines a little bit better, because there you're dealing with a lot more perch. And the little naggers that grab the bait and they shake it. And when you've got the lead head with that sinker attached, then they got a little bit more weight to shake against, so they can get your bait off a little quicker. But in terms of, you know, hooking the fish, I'd say they work pretty much the same. But lead head for up shallow, and then we use the sliders and regular hook. You know, we're fishing the edge of kelp lines and a little deeper structure. We got more naggers out there.
Okay.
What a great answer.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
For sure. So when you're doing the little deeper water lead head and, the slider and squid, are you fishing the water column or are you fishing on the bottom? What are you doing?
Well, all of the above. And one of the things, interestingly, that came out of fishing along the beach for them big ones in the dark, you know, you get so many night bites on sea bass. and you're fishing out there in 15, 18 fathoms on the bait grounds, but we had some of our best bites fly line and baits with basically a
straight
a
fly real, line.
Well, a super glide sinker just to get it below the, because the seagulls are around a lot of times. So, but yeah, a little bit of current streams that thing back behind the boat, and you're out there in 90 feet of water, and your bait's 5 feet below the surface, and you're marking the fish down deep, but we're hooking them right on the top.
Wow.
So we fish, and I wish I had known that for many of the years I fished Catalina, where we were only fishing on the bottom when we were out there on the bait grounds. You know, you got a jig and squid, or you got a drop loop set up, and pretty much everything was oriented toward the bottom because that's where we marked most of the fish. But I was just shocked on how much we've been catching fly lining, or, you know, essentially fly lining with a very light sinker, quarter ounce or maybe 3/8, in the dark. I mean, stone cold dark. No deck lights, no squid lights, no nothing. Just dark.
Everything done with Power Pro, everything done with mono, mix of both. Like, how do you do that?
Mix of both. You know, I like to have that braid on there for sure. When we're not fishing kelp lines, I don't really like a very short leader. I like a little bit of shock absorber in there because the way the sea bass, you know, they shake their head and they got all those teeth and you just lose a little less.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're up there on the kelp lines. Yeah, you definitely want to fish that kelp cutter rig with just, you know, 3, 4, 5 feet of fluorocarbon. So you've got the Spectra to help you cut through the kelp when you hook one of them big ones. And those big ones, I mean, they pull out of line. You know, they're certainly a lot more user-friendly than your average yellowtail, but, you know, you get a big one, and he's oriented toward the kelp, he's just going to keep going, and having that braid there to cut through that kelp is going to land a lot of
pretty
fish
poor,
that,
yeah.
that you're not going to land on straight
on
mono.
Yeah, for sure. Well, phones are packed. They want to talk to Mark. We better jump into it.
All right, you got it. How about this time we talk to Brian, calling us from Wildomar this morning. Hi, Brian. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Hey, Brian.
Okay. Mark, you're not stealing second. I think you're stealing home. So congratulations to you and good luck.
We'll see, but thank you for that. Yeah, thanks.
My question for you was barometer, explaining the barometer on fishing. Actually, I got a question, a roundtable question for all you guys. For Pete, I wanted to know, have you talked to Tom Green? Is he flying this weekend, or do you know when he's flying next?
He's not flying yet. No, that I've heard of. He's not flying yet, but as soon as he does, you're going to hear him on Let's Talk Hookup.
Cool. And for Ricky, 60-pound tuna, what rod and reel do you recommend for fly lining and anchovy and casting it a good distance?
Ooh,
fly line, Mark.
Fly line and an anchovy for a 60-pound tuna. Okay. Yeah, well, you know, he directed that.
Go for it. You're the guru, buddy. I want to hear.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Mark probably fished a few more anchovies than we've had. Right?
Yeah, well, that's been kind of a lost art because those little guys have been kind of hard to find, but it looks like we're having a resurgence. But, yeah, something a little softer tip than your traditional, you know, jig-type stick or sardine-type stick. So in terms of, you know, it used to be the anchovy outfit was a 196.7 or 8 mm-hmm. fiberglass rod, soft tip, you know, 15 or 20-pound test, number 4 hook, and you cast them out there, and those albacore would go crazy over that thing. In terms of 60-pound tuna on an anchovy, yikes. Well, we're fortunate that we got these nice little circle hooks today. You know, they're coming out with the size 4s now and strong enough material that it won't straighten out, so size 2. And probably that's got to be like a Trinidad 12 like that, or, you know, the Torium 12 or 14. And then in terms of a rod, I think of what CalStar Graphire, that'd probably be like an 800 XLH.
Oh, I love that rod.
Yeah. Probably one like that. You need that little softer tip. Those little anchovies are pretty fragile.
Yeah.
And there's going to a whole bunch of people are going to get a little frustrated casting anchovies. Yeah. But a lot of times, you know, there's a technique that was taught to me that works well when you got fish underneath the boat. It's called hard hooking. Instead of collar hooking, you slide down to the other end underneath that gill cover, and you basically go through the gill like you were collar hooking and coming out the shoulder, except you're going the other way. You're coming out the center, literally going through his heart. Wow. And then you don't cast them, you just drop them over the side. And he's got about 30 seconds of high speed.
Uh-huh.
So if the fish aren't up, ganged up right underneath the boat, you know, you're going to have a dead bait. But, man, sometimes
works,
that's
huh?
an answer.
Ooh, I heard that one.
Sometimes
that's a good tip.
That is.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
I would be a CalStar Glass 6480, 8-foot rod, a Trinidad 16, and yeah, like 30 pound. If you were talking about a 60 pound tuna, that's my rig. I do it. I'm a glass 6480 and a Trinidad 16.
There you go. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, let's head to the High Sierra. You know, today is opening day.
Yeah,
it's Fishmas
big
today.
Day.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And opening day of the trout season in the Eastern Sierra. And we have Mr. Ryan Dorr from Adventure and Camping on the line. Good morning, Ryan.
What's up, Ryan?
Good morning. Merry Fishmas.
Merry
no
Fishmas.
Doubt.
Yeah. Now, so Fishmas, it must be quite the scene in the Eastern Sierra today.
You know what? It's great. Yesterday, driving down 395 and seeing all the boats and all the trailers and RVs lined up around Crowley. That's something we just, you know, I took for granted all these years. And last year, we didn't have it. It was great to see it. Folks all throughout the campgrounds. Lots of businesses that are open and people are walking around. It's wonderful.
That's cool. Now, I would imagine that every camper that Adventure and Camping has is in a spot right now, right?
Everyone except for one. We actually had one guest that wanted to be parked today, so we have one parked today. Otherwise, we are booked for the weekend.
That's awesome.
Nice. Buddy. Wow. So yep. tell us, you've been with us for a few years now, and such a great thing. Tell us about Adventure and Camping. What do you do?
So we take the work out of your camping experience, and we handle that. Camping should be fun for you and your family. So what we do is, we set up a travel trailer for you in the spot that you want. You pick the trailer that fits your needs. You tell us where you want it. We serve a variety of campgrounds in the Eastern Sierras, from Bishop, Mammoth, Rock Creek, Convict, all the way up into Lee Vining. You pick the campsite. Tell us where you want it. We'll bring it out for you. We set it up. We show you how it works. You enjoy your stay, and when you're done, drive away. We take care of the rest.
That's so awesome.
Such an awesome deal. And you can pick your camp spot, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, right now, especially when things started opening up last summer, we saw just a crazy increase in camping up here in the Sierras. I think people just want to get out and have their freedom and their space. And so we recommend reserving a campsite. We used to be have a lot of walk-up, you know, folks didn't know what they wanted. They wanted to kind of take a look around and see what they liked and pick something once they got up here. That's still available in some spots, but we highly recommend making reservations. And you can make reservations for your campsite at recreation.gov. That's the website we recommend. And all the campgrounds now up here are 100% reservable.
It has become all I do now. Like, I fell in love with the Sierras a couple of years ago, and we were doing all kinds of different things. We were tent camping. We were doing the Airbnb thing. We were staying in a hotel, and we found Adventure and Camping through Bart Hall. He's the one that turned Dallas and I onto it, and it is all we do. It is lesser expensive than all of the other options. It's a way nicer rig and way to stay. It's right on, you know, I mean, however you want. If you want to be in Big Trees and right next to the water, if you want to be close to town so you can pop over to Vaughn's because you forgot your food, whatever, they'll set up any style of trip that you want. And, like, the description that he gave you, it really is that easy. I mean, there's just – it's the most no-brainer way to do
set
fishing
you up with
in the Mammoth
barbecue,
area.
The whole thing.
We drive up in the car, not towing a thing. We just drive up with our gear. And when we get to the campsite that's already been pre-reserved, the trailer's already there. There's, you know, if you want to opt for it, there's a barbecue set up ready to go with the gas ready to go. The trailer's there. The fridge is cold. You can't.
Air conditions on if it's hot.
You can't believe how. I mean, if you wanted to, you don't have to do anything. You could drive up and, you know, pop off in the grocery store in Bishop on your way up and grab your, you know, lunch meat and your cold drinks. And the fridge is already cold. You throw your gear in it. And then with as easy as all that is, the real kicker is when it's time to go home. Because I used to do the toy hauler thing to the desert all the time.
Right.
Like, like, you start dreading the end of your trip 2 days beforehand because of having to deal with towing your rig and everything. When you're done, throw the rods in the truck, throw your dog in the back of the truck, and you drive home. You throw the keys on the counter, and that's it. You go home, and the crew takes care of the rest. It's so legit.
Yeah, and you guys do such a great job. And the cool thing is, adventureandcamping.com on the website, you can pick your trailer, right, Ryan?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's very interactive. So you can go on adventureandcamping.com. We list all of our trailer models. We list them, you know, as far as how many people they sleep. We list the year of the trailer on there. So if you're looking for the, you know, the newest and greatest, we have that on there. If you're looking to save a little bit of money, we have our economy models on there. And it's very interactive as far as your dates and the campground. So if you know where you want to go, you know what kind of trailer you want, what's going to fit your needs, we're going to give you a price right there. And that's the out-the-door price, including our delivery, our setup, you know, any applicable taxes and so forth.
The other thing that I like is exactly as he just described is you could go up there with just a bud and, you know, stay in a small trailer and spend very little money. Or you could take the whole family and bring mom and dad and have a luxury trailer that sleeps eight people with generators and air conditioning and everything in between. You know,
yeah.
you pick the experience that you want, and you can do budget or you can do luxury or you can do what we do, which is usually somewhere in between those two.
And they do all the work,
everything,
which is cool. Yeah.
Everything.
So Ryan, if somebody wants to book a trailer for a vacation, it's not too early to book spring and summer and fall dates, right?
No, not at all. We are booking right now for the whole summer. We operate through the third week of October, and we've got some great specials in our off-peak time, which is basically after this weekend up until Memorial weekend, and then even in June. We have got great prices in June right now, and we still have quite a bit open. And then if you're, you know, not picky about when to come up, or if you're looking for something in the fall, September is gorgeous up here.
Yeah,
the fishing's still good. The weather's still really great. And if you want to come up here and see some fall colors and have, you know, beautiful crisp nights and some warm days, come up in September. You know, generally the crowds are a little bit lighter. And you can look at all of our rates and all the floor plans we offer at adventureandcamping.com.
All right.
That's
that's
awesome,
great.
Bro.
Ryan Doerr, such a great thing. Get on it now, I'm telling you, because I know we tried to go up there. It's like they get booked fast because it's super popular.
The secret's no secret anymore.
And then the other thing, too, is if you mention Let's Talk Hookup or Rock Cod Rick or myself, you give a discount for that, right?
Absolutely. Yep. For all of our new guests that mention your show, we're offering a special. I believe it's 20% off.
20% off?
That's crazy, man. You guys are
great. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. And we're anytime. We love our military. We love our first responders. 15% off for any folks that fall into that category.
All right.
You guys are rad,
very
right?
Nice.
Awesome,
well, so you're better off saying, let's talk hookup. You get 20%
off. Absolutely. Right? Yeah.
All right. Hey,
that's cool,
hey,
Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate that. Adventureandcamping.com. Head for the Eastern Sierra. It's time. Right. It's Fishmas today.
Good luck, buddy.
Absolutely. Thanks for that. Appreciate that.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right. Appreciate that very much. All right.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a very special report. We're going to talk to our good buddy, Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fire from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranx 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranx massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open-party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Helbridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable covered heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas, and we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hey, this is Rosie with Sedro Sport Fishing, and now also La Bacana Sport Fishing. From world-class yellowtail and calicos at Cedros to grouper and estuary fishing at La Bacana, our Cedros Lodge is nestled on the cliff's edge, and the bungalows at La Bacana are within steps to the Pacific Ocean. Both trips depart through the CBX in San Diego, and the flights are direct. Two awesome destinations with the same great service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Let's talk hookup. As promised, we got the man standing by. Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher is on the line as we speak. Good morning, Art.
Hey, good morning. Just wanted to let you know that, you know, the Searchers at the Coronado Islands this weekend got plenty of space tomorrow if anybody's interested in going. And then we're going offshore. Time to get after those bluefin. So
yeah,
we got a midweek day and a half trip, and then we have those ultra limited load trips with 17 passengers, 2.5 days, leaving on a Friday night, getting back on a Monday morning, and there's room on those trips as well.
So when are you going offshore, Art?
Tuesday night for Wednesday, coming back Thursday, and then next weekend, the 2.5 day trip that's a definite go. 17 people. Ultra limited load, lots of space, and it's
nice.
Priced reasonably there, $1,175.
Oh my gosh, for 17 people on a 2.5 day, that's a great deal.
Wow.
So what about this Tuesday night? No, most of the boats, mind you, are booked right now, but you're just coming online with this. So if you want to go on a day and a half trip this week, post moon week, the fish are biting, the weather looks good this week. So are there space available on Tuesday night?
Yeah, there's plenty of room, and we're working like crazy here to try and get that out. Fisherman'sLanding.com is the website you can book online, and also those 2.5 day trips are on Fisherman'sLanding.com, and you can reference the searchersportfishing.com website as well. And stay tuned if we fill these trips up, then we're going to throw some 2.5 day weekday trips in next month. So stay tuned.
Oh, they're biting and they're going to fill. So get on it. Search for sportfishing.com or book those trips right online at fishermanslanding.com aboard the Searcher. I'm telling you guys, you want to go on a luxury long-range boat this week, this is an ultimate choice, and it might be one of your very few choices this week because I know a lot of the other boats are fully booked this week.
Yeah,
so
this is great.
Get on that and get on the Searcher on Tuesday night for sure. And then, of course, the next weekend, those 2.5-day limited loads sounds great. Captain Art Taylor, SearcherSportFishing.com. Hey, appreciate the report.
Thank you very much. Have a great day. Good luck fishing.
All right.
Thanks, Art.
Hey, So the American Angler, I'm going Sunday night, tomorrow night, on the American Angler,
so
day and a half.
Jealous.
Sold out.
So jealous.
So, nice, sold out.
Yeah.
They're sold out Wednesday night.
Okay.
Okay. So they're sold out Wednesday night for Thursday. But they do have space available next Sunday.
Oh, sweet.
And then next Wednesday. So that's in May. AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com for those trips, day and a half trips on the American Angler, limited to 28 people, you know, all the meals including stuff like that. But like Art said, if you want to go this week, Search for Sport Fishing on Tuesday night, jump upon it.
I'm so into this April and May bluefin because it's before boats like the Searcher and the American Angler and the Royal Star. It's before they're running their long trips.
Yeah.
And so we're getting to do day and a half fishing on like complete luxury, long range, stateroom, killer food.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting to do that on boats that normally are just booked up on their longer trips. So this has been really fun.
And the Royal Star has been running day and a half trips too. And they
have, I know.
American Angler has trips throughout May. I know Royal Star has a bunch of trips throughout May, day and a half, shorter trips. So they figured out this is, if you want to go, and think about it. Last year, same scenario.
Oh, yeah.
Once the weather straightened out, it was the best time of the year. May, June, right, Mark?
Yep. It was, yeah. Great fishing.
I'm so jealous.
And close to home.
I'm so jealous you're going on the Angler.
Yeah.
That's so cool. That's going to be a blast.
For sure. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, packed solid they are. This time we're going to talk to John from Escondido. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. My question is for all three of you. When I go fishing, I always see guys with the SKBs, the tackle boxes and stuff, they're sitting on the deck. They got a nice, like, aluminum stand that's got rod holders and stuff. And I've looked online, but I can't find anything. Are those custom guys, or is it something that maybe you got in your tackle shop up in Newport there, Mark? Or do you know of anybody that makes them?
Mark, no, you don't have them.
No, we don't sell those. We sell, you know, some of the soft bags and things like that, but not those SKBs.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen them around, that's for sure.
I've got an SKB that I take on a long-range trip, the real small one, the 7000, and I've seen lots of cool kind of garage fab different stands for them. Nothing that I've seen commercially available, not to say that there isn't. It might be some that snuck under the radar that I'm not aware. What I did for mine that was super easy, and the reason they want to stand is a lot of the tackle racks that you put them on have like a little lip, you know, like a little one-inch lip around it so nothing rolls off. But the SKB has a door that drops down, and if your box is right up against the lip, it hits that door, and your access to your trades doesn't come all the way down. So guys like to lift the box up just a little bit. If you have rod holders on your box, which most guys have SKBs do, just go and get pipe fittings. So if you're getting a fitting that is meant to sleeve two pieces of pipe, and I think that measure the size, but I think it's like an inch and a half.
Inch and a half.
Get
one
that has an internal diameter that's meant to go inside an inch and a half piece, and it just slips right into the bottom of the rod holder, and you can get those as long or as short as you want, and you can raise the thing up by an inch
just
or two.
Enough.
Yeah, and so now you don't have to build some killer stand. You just have four fittings that slide into the bottom of your rod holder, and then that'll lift your box up the inch or two above the lip, and away you go.
The other one, the box I'm taking tomorrow night is that new box from Gamakatsu, the blue box.
Oh, those are great.
I really like them, the G7000.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice thing is you put your boxes inside, and then it also has a rod holder that you can clip on and off on it, too. So that's a nice box. That's what I'm taking tomorrow.
The cool thing about that one is you can access your gear either through the front or through the top completely. Like the whole thing comes off. You can lift it off forward or backwards or off completely.
Either way.
Yeah, it's really cool. So if you're in like a rack, like up against the side of the house, you have access to the gear no matter how you need it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. I have a great text here, and I have this same question. This is from Joe. I wonder if it's Joe in Oceanside. Mark's favorite bait pump to install on boats 20 to 28 feet and wide.
I'll bet that is Joe.
You think?
In Oceanside, because he's done some installations.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, that's a tough one. And unfortunately, the perfect bait pump does not exist. I wish it did. But, you know, we use, on the upper end of that range, if you've got a dry spot in the bilge, we use that Jabsco Cyclone. They just, you know, it's the best we've got in that size range.
But they have to be dry.
They got to be dry. They do not like moisture.
Yeah.
And you know that.
You ain't lying. buddy.
But it is a good pump. It's that's what I have on my boat. That's what you recommend. Yeah.
So that's a good one. And
it's not a cheap pump. It's their.
No, they're pushing $300 now. They're like $289. Yeah. We just got a bunch more in. And then they make in a somewhat similar size, because they don't rate that Cyclone by gallons per hour, although it's about 1,800, 1,900, but Surfwell makes a 1,500 and a 2,000 now that we've had pretty good success with, and they're pretty water resistant.
They're
plastic housing, and they pump quite a bit of water.
All right,
and life seems to be pretty good. You know, not perfect.
So that'd be better if it's gonna get wet.
Yeah, you know, and that's for the little bigger tanks, and for the smaller size tanks, you know, where you use those 500s and 800s and 1,100s like that. That the rule scenario is just frustrating beyond belief, because they get some bad motors with bad stainless and the impellers fall off. And some of the other pumps, you know, they haven't withstood the test of time. You know, that small rule and the small Surfwell is your best shot there. It's just somebody should build the perfect small bait pump, and it's a lot of them.
You guys
ever have any experience with those Hooker electric pumps?
You know, a little bit.
I know they're terribly expensive.
They are ridiculously expensive. They draw a lot of power. They've had some issues because some of the earlier ones, and this isn't real recent, but some of the earlier ones, they had the little controller where you could turn them up or turn them down a little bit, and they had problems with those. So, but, you know, they're so darn expensive. You know, that's a little out of the price point for most people.
Yeah.
In fact, I had a customer tell me the other day they've got some smaller ones now, because they were like 4,500 gallons per hour or something ridiculous.
A lot.
But that's
all right. That's the bait pump deal.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go live.
Right,
let's go live on the water to Mike on the Tribute. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey,
what's
doing
up, Mike?
Great, Mike. Do you out catching some bluefin?
No bluefin yet here this morning. A couple of yellowtail. Quite a bit of boat traffic here this morning, fanning out, trying to relocate them. Much nicer weather than we had last weekend. And I don't know if it's going to follow the same scenario. Last weekend was a little bit slower on the bluefin. Maybe it's boat pressure, but we do have trips going here throughout the week. Some of them are really light. So I don't know if it's going to follow the same suit as it did last week, but we do have a trip leaving tomorrow night, a day and a half trip, but pretty light load on it still. And then Tuesday night we made a go just because of what happened last week, and we only have two or three booked on it right now. We're a go for sure, and the weather this coming week looks pretty stellar. So I'm hoping to see some of that that action like we did midweek last week.
Yeah, that sounds great. So TributeSportFishing.com or C4SportFishing.com, they can book right online?
They can book right online, and right now we do have great weather. Like I said, quite a bit of a nice spread of boats here this morning. We'll get these things relocated. We had a good weekend last week, and really good yellowtail fishing, and a few heartbreakers, like we said when we were on the show. But that midweek bluefin fishing here this last week was pretty darn good, and we're hoping for some more of that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, all right. Well, that's a great report from Mike. We hope you get on him today and appreciate the call live from the Tribute this morning. Thanks a lot for the call.
That's awesome, Mike.
Of course. And hopefully a good report for you guys tomorrow morning.
All right. We'll be waiting for you. Go get him.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself a brand new pair of Maui Jims. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Rockcod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the Sporty. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Hey, having a great time here this morning. All right, it's time. The big winner of a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. Congratulations to Dawn in Woodland Hills. Congratulations, bro. You are going to be so stoked picking out any pair of non-prescription Maui Jims.
Dawn calls every show pretty much and always has great questions. And Dawn's such a nice guy. And
I'm stoked that he was.
Andrew selected him as the winner today. Yeah. So there you go. Congratulations,
congrats.
Dawn. You're going to have a nice pair of Maui Jim
That's
sunglasses.
Awesome.
And Mark, first of all, congratulations, buddy. The big announcement today that Pacific Edge will be up for sale here soon? Which is great.
Yeah.
You're not going away, though.
No, I'm not going away.
Yeah.
No,
You're still going to be doing reports every Saturday on Let's Talk Hookup.
I'm going to do better reports.
Better.
I'm going to be able,
to go fishing.
Yeah, I've not fished too many Saturdays. Some, I was running charters out of sat phone. I would call in. But, I want to be able to do, a little more reports and call in from some different areas, different stuff. But, no, we're not. Man, I want to go for 40 years.
Yeah.
We're coming up on 30 years of doing this.
I know. 30 years.
September, right?
Yeah, exactly. September is going to be our September 11th is going to be our 30-year anniversary celebration.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I started doing this maybe 6 months after you started
doing
the show.
Yeah, and doing being our private boater buddy.
Yeah.
So much great information.
Just called you up and said, hey, you don't have a private boat guy. You want a private boat guy?
Yeah.
Do that. And you said, yeah, sure, let's do it.
And
30 years later, here we are.
Here we are.
And still doing it and still critically important information for the anglers.
Big time.
Yeah, we try.
And that's the thing is that if you want critical information about sea bass fishing, I mean, this guy is the wizard. I've been over to Catalina with him. He's the wizard of Catalina. Yeah, you like fishing Catalina, get the books, talk to Mark, bait tanks.
Best bait systems
no
in the
question,
whole
the best
world.
Bait tanks, yeah.
No,
and how,
no close
how to rig them and everything like that. How do we find you, Mark?
The store's on the corner, Bolsa Chica and Edinger, by the big Chevron station. And the website is PacificEdgeTackle.com, where we do have all the different bait tank stuff up there, sizes, shapes, lots of pictures of installations and things.
How many different types of bait tanks do you make?
Well, stock, we have about 30 molds.
Okay.
We have about 30. And then we modify them to do things that people want a little different.
Make
taller, shorter,
sure.
Whatever.
30 to unlimited.
Yeah. It is, actually. Yeah. It is.
And then based on the bait tank, you'll make recommendations on how to rig them and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Like that, so. Absolutely.
Great, Mark. Thanks for
Good
taking
job,
the time buddy. To come in today. Thank you for listening today. Thanks to all of our callers. Thanks to all the listeners. And thanks to all the texters that we didn't have time to get to everybody today. But tomorrow, Captain Ryan Bastian from the San Diego will be here in the world headquarters. We're looking forward to that. Thanks to Andrew for doing everything on the phones and the board. And thanks to Adam for doing everything on the app. And we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.